Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to attend this meeting despite bad weather. It gives me a great pleasure to see so many of you here. Also, taking this opportunity, I would like to thank you for your continued support to our group companies. Thank you very much indeed. Let me start my presentation on SBI Holdings, Inc. financial results for fiscal year 2009, ending March 31st, 2010. First, the business summary of this fiscal year that ended in March 31st, 2010. In a nutshell, I think we can summarize that the year has seen consolidated performance bottom out. Let me elaborate on bottoming out of the consolidated performance. If you can turn to page 4, you can see the consolidated business performance. Figures may not be very impressive, but we managed to return to profitability on a full-year basis for the first time in 2 years. For the previous fiscal year, ending March 2009, both the operating income and the ordinary income were positive, but recorded a huge net loss, as we were affected by such factors as having to record a loss of 9.4 billion yen on the sale of Zephyr stock, allowance for doubtful accounts of 2.5 billion for loan to Zephyr, valuation loss on the investment securities of 6.8 billion for Sumitomo Trust and banking shares, and loss from investment through equity method at 1.4 billion for broad media as extraordinary losses. None of this entailed any actual cash outflow, but as share prices of our investment securities that were publicly traded plummeted to half their book values, we decided to record allowance for doubtful accounts or valuation losses as extraordinary losses. Still, we managed to maintain operating income positive despite the difficult environment. For fiscal 2009 that just ended, the operating income was 3.431 billion, with which we are certainly not happy. This is partly because we recorded loss from investment of 2.6 billion for a Korean company called KTIC Holdings. And thus, we saw the operating income decline on a year-on-year basis, 2.6 billion yen difference. So we saw many such one-time factors affecting the financial performance during this fiscal year. In terms of EBITDA, as you can see on page 5, we saw an increase of 6.4% to 15.778 billion. On March 11th at Daiwa Investment Conference, I forecasted EBITDA to reach 20 billion for the March 2010 term and 40 billion for the March 2011 term based on assumptions listed there. But instead of 20 billion, it turned out to be 15.778 billion. The factors being, as I said before, we had recorded a loss from investment of 2.6 billion for KTIC Holdings. This was a total surprise for us. It turned out that the founding chairman and his son, the president, who virtually had controlled the company, had been engaged in breach of trust by embezzling a lot of money from the company for stock price manipulation. In response to this discovery, we quickly decided to record the loss on our entire investment of 2.6 billion, as we had announced recently. Another factor that impacted the EBITDA was that the profit sharing from the New Horizon Fund 1, amounting to 1.0 billion, was pushed back to the first quarter of fiscal 2010 because of a procedural issue, namely having to obtain permission from the Chinese authorities for each remittance, which proved to take much more time than we had expected. And therefore, this was pushed back to the first quarter of 2010, amounting to 1.0 billion. So, barring those two factors, we should have achieved EBITDA of around 20 billion. But what happened, happened. So, suffice it to say that, at least in my mind, both 20 billion yen and 40 billion yen were very realistic figures. The share price of SBI Holdings, as you can see on page 6, has recovered to over 20,000 yen, which, compared to the lowest recorded after the Lehman shock of 7,460 yen, represents a 183% increase as of the share price on April 26th. We are also continuing to see rapid increase in the percentage of foreign shareholders, as you can see on page 7, from 44.2% as of the end of March 2009 to 45.2% as of the end of March 2010, a continuous increase. We also saw an increase in percentage of domestic financial institutions from 14.5% to 16.6%. Accordingly, percentage of individual investors declined. There are some signs of recovery in each business segment. Here are some of the cases in point. As you can see on page 9, there were only 19 IPOs in Japan, indicating we have yet to see a full recovery in the asset management business. That's 19 in fiscal 09, down from 34 in fiscal 08. However, the worldwide IPO markets are showing signs of recovery, as you can clearly see on page 10, after bottoming out in fiscal 2008. I think we can see the bottoming out in the fourth quarter of the fiscal 08 in terms of the amount of capital raised. And also, in terms of the number of IPOs, we can also see that it bottomed out during the fourth quarter of fiscal 08. And we are seeing a rapid growth since. Page 11 shows the number of IPOs and M&As within our own asset management business. In the year ending March 2009, the number was zero, whereas in the year ending March 2010, it was 11 on a full-year basis. When we announced the third quarter financial results, we said 12 exits, but one was postponed until April 1st, resulting in a total number of 11, of which, as you can see and tell by looking at the names of the companies, six were overseas, meaning very few here in Japan. Had we relied heavily on the Japanese deals, we would not have enjoyed much earning. That's still the current market situation. For example, our competitor, Jeffco, has announced that it recorded a full-year operating loss of 5.0 billion, as shown on page 12, and a net loss of 2.2 billion. That's better than in the previous year, in which the operating loss was 9.4 billion and a net loss of 17 billion. So Jeffco has recovered, but its operating revenue still fell by 22.2% year-on-year, whereas in our case, we saw the operating revenue grow, and operating income should also have grown had it not been for the loss associated with KTIC Holdings. Asset management business was in a situation to enjoy profit from the overseas markets, which made up for the sluggish Japanese market. That was our situation in fiscal 09. For example, you can see on page 13 that the New Horizon Fund 1 continued its profits contribution. During fiscal 09, the fund sold 8.2 billion yen's worth of equity of the portfolio companies. Since we have a 50% share, our profit totaled 4.1 billion, which represented a capital gain of 3.2 billion yen. And contribution to SBIH's consolidated operating income totaled 2.2 billion. Our shareholding of the New Horizon Fund, which was set up in 2005 as a 50-50 joint venture with Temasek of Singapore, represents an unrealized profit of about 5.2 billion. There still remain about two portfolio companies that need to be exited, but I basically believe that both could be IPO'd successfully. Within the asset management business, as you can see on page 14, we also have a $50 million US dollar stake in the New Horizon Capital. which has 19 portfolio companies, of which four have already been exited through IPOs or mergers and acquisitions. Our shareholding represents an unrealized profit of 0.9 billion. The remaining 14 portfolio companies also expect IPOs and mergers and acquisition deals by March 2013. Mostly in 2010, 2011, and some in 2012. And we expect great performance of the portfolio Chinese companies. Moving on to the brokerage and investment banking business on page 15. The daily average individual stock brokerage trading value obviously bottomed out in the third quarter of 2009 and began to recover. As for the first quarter, that is, as of April 16th, it is far better than in the fourth quarter. So we can say that we are in the recovery phase. Page 16 shows client assets under management. We are comparing as of the end of March 2009 and March of 2010. SBI Securities saw an increase of 37.4% and other internet securities saw increase as well, indicating that overall we are truly in a recovery phase. Consolidated results of SBI Securities are shown on page 17. Net operating revenues up 0.5%, operating income up 29.0%, and ordinary income up 31.5%. We can see that there has been a major recovery after bottoming out. In fiscal 2008, net income was minus 28.0%, and that is because in fiscal 2008, we recorded an extraordinary gain of 10.5 billion yen from the sale of E-Trade Korea stock, hence a year-on-year decline. As a reference, on page 18, we are showing an estimate of consolidated financial results for fiscal 2009 with elimination of E-Trade Korea's financial result and extraordinary gain on the sale. Operating revenue was up 3.9% year-on-year and net income up 99.6%. On non-consolidated basis, as shown on page 19, due to the sale of E-Trade Korea stock in fiscal 2008, net income showed a negative growth, but the rest saw increase. Page 20 shows comparison of fiscal 2009 consolidated performance of major online securities companies. Monex announced just a while ago their results, and its operating revenues were down 9.3% year-on-year. And similar trends for Matsui and Kabu.com. And Monex reported operating income of 4.461 billion, down 15.3% year-on-year. Monex and Kabu.com both reported a negative growth. Whereas in the case of SBI Securities, operating income on consolidated basis increased by 29.0% and on a non-consolidated basis up 45.4%, Rakuten up 23.8% and Matsui up 14.5%. So some were doing better than others, but overall I think the industry can be said to be in a recovery phase. More specifically, page 21 shows consolidated underwriting, offering, and selling commissions of SBI Securities. After bottoming out in fiscal 2008, we saw a big increase, especially investment trust selling commissions. In fact, consolidated underwriting, offering, and selling commissions improved by 222.8% year-on-year. And as you can see on page 22, revenues from investment trust grew by 38.3% with large increase in selling commissions. Consolidated trading gain is shown on page 23. Thanks to an increase in trading revenue from foreign exchange margin trading, there was an increase in revenues of 126.4% year-on-year. As for financial services, starting on page 24, financial performance of listed subsidiaries have already been announced. they have also bottomed out and started to recover. Morningstar Japan saw an over 20% year-on-year increase in profits, and we increased the dividend by 50 yen to 600 yen. Gomez Consulting returned to profitability, and we resumed dividend payment accordingly. SBI VeriTrans continued to show a strong growth, and so we raised dividend by 100 yen. So you can see that all of the listed subsidiaries are recovering. Page 25 shows the quarterly movement of consolidated operating income of Morningstar. We saw a slight dip in the third quarter, but we saw a big increase in the fourth quarter. On a full-year basis, as I said earlier, we saw an increase of 28.5% in operating income. Operating profit margin was 21.6%. Page 26, you can see the SBI VeriTrans operating income over the years. Operating profit margin has been stable at over 20%, and operating income also has been growing steadily. With e-commerce growing generally, the company has established a profitability not being affected by economic conditions. As shown on page 27, in the housing and real estate business, after bottoming out in November 2009, market is showing signs of recovery as indicated by the TSE REIT Index. As you can see on page 28, SBI Life Living, which is one of the listed subsidiaries in the housing and real estate business, returned to profitability, while SIM Corporation, which provides real estate collateral loans, are seeing smooth reduction in bad loans and is poised to returning to profitability in fiscal 2010. Page 29 shows System Solution Business. SBI Net Systems recorded a loss in fiscal 2009, but is expecting a profit in fiscal 2010 because they operate based on orders received and therefore has better visibility. And we are expecting profitability in fiscal 2010. Thus, we believe bottoming out has been achieved. And we have been making efforts on continuous reorganization of the SBIH Group for the further management efficiency and on cost reductions. We believe we have all but completed all those efforts and are now shifting to a more aggressive management scheme. I think fiscal 2009 could be positioned as the year we succeeded in that transformation. Page 32 shows changes in SG&A on a consolidated basis. As you can see, the total SG&A has been reduced over the 3 years from fiscal years 2007 to 2008 and 2009, over 900 million yen reduction in fiscal 2009. In terms of SG&A, excluding amortization and transfer to allowance for bad debts, we saw the total at 51.762 billion, down 1.848 billion year-on-year, representing a big reduction in cost and expenses. In addition, we have been implementing various fundamental measures as well. For example, you can see provision for allowance related booked during fiscal 2009, totaling 8.3 billion on pages 34 and 35. And of that 8.3 billion, 2.0 billion was recorded as extraordinary losses. But 8.3 billion includes non-recurrent items such as posting allowance for investment losses for the KTIC holdings of 2.6 billion, which I mentioned earlier. So that's done already. The company will be liquidated. Allowance for doubtful loan for Zephyr totaling 1.5 billion recorded as extraordinary loss. That's also over. So in total, 4.1 billion is done. The rest are items related to SBI Equal Credit and SBI Card. For example, SBI Cards provision for loss on interest repayment totaling 800 million, Well, on January 12th, SBI Card and SBI Equal Credit were merged, so losses incurred on the part of Equal Credit until the end of March was recorded here. But those losses on interest repayment were associated with the Equal Credit's consumer loan business, which we have decided to terminate to be covered by the personal loan business of SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And because we decided to terminate this business, we did not solicit new businesses. So we could have made more profit if we wanted, but we did not do so because we felt it does not make sense to continue this since we do have the bank to do that. So we are in a caretaking phase. There's still about 11 billion remaining, but this will be reduced over time. So between Equal Credit and SBI Card, losses totaled 2.5 billion. Now, this 2.5 billion, would all of this disappear next year? Most probably not. Over the next couple of years, there's a possibility of another 2.0 billion yen or so recorded. That is on the maximum basis. But most of what's listed up there are behind us. They are of non-recurrent nature. As for SBI Futures, SBIH discontinued its commodity trading brokerage business and merged with SBI Securities as of April 1st to strengthen the forex trade business. In this process, operating loss of 300 million incurred, but that's done as well. We also sold SBI AXA Life Insurance for an operating loss of 200 million, but that's also over. SBI Card Processing, which recorded an operating loss of 200 million in fiscal 09, was sold in November 2009 to a Malaysian company called Silver Lake. So no more loss from this business. So all of these losses are behind us. So what could remain is, as I mentioned earlier, are in relation to SBI Equal Credit, that is former SBI Equal Credit, now SBI Card, of about 2.0 billion yen at the most over the next 2 years or so. The rest are non-recurrent or are done with as of the end of fiscal 09. So that is why I feel rather confident that our business performance has hit the bottom. Now, effective streamlining of efforts in the brokerage and investment banking business. Starting on page 36, following the Lehman shock, the market plummeted in 2008. And despite that, we launched a foreign exchange trading company, SBI Liquidity Market. And this is a company which actually provides the OTC market. And close to 150,000 people engage in FX margin trading through SBI Securities. And currently, the trading value as of March totaled over 4 trillion on the liquidity market. As you can see on page 38, SBI Liquidity Market started the operation on November 17, 2008. It's been growing steadily. Operating revenues now totaled 10.5 billion and operating income of close to 3.1 billion yen. And thanks to SBI Liquidity Market of its gain on trading, SBI Securities enjoy operating profits of 6.6 billion yen. This profit would not have been realized if we shied away from the business just because the market was weak. Right after the Lehman shock, we felt something had to be done and quickly began the operation of the SBI Liquidity Market on November 17, 2008. And since its inception, it's has grown over a very short period of time. And on page 39, we are comparing the results of listed specialized foreign exchange trading companies. The biggest amongst the competition is Money Partners Group, which is yet to announce the full-year results. And so we only have the figures for on an accumulated basis up until the third quarter. The operating revenues, SBI Liquidity Market, 8.153 billion, whereas Money Partners had the operating revenues of 7.307 billion. Operating income of SBI was 2.4 billion versus 1.4 billion of Money Partners. Market valuation of Money Partner is 10.5 billion. Ours is by far larger. With the increase in trading profit or gain on trading, we have been working to strengthening the operating structures of SBI Securities so that it would not be affected by market fluctuations. And we have succeeded in decreasing the ratio of SBI Securities brokerage commissions to its operating revenues to 42.3%. As you can see on page 40, Matsui's figure is 66.1% and Monex 51.1%. The rest are much higher. So our management structure is transforming itself to be less affected by market fluctuations. And furthermore, with a view to solidifying the foundation of our business, we have been acquiring companies and setting up joint ventures, as you can see on page 42. Earlier, I mentioned that we suffered a loss of 2.6 billion in relation to KGIC Holdings. Now, we made equity investment into two of its listed operating subsidiaries. One is Korea Technology Investment Corporation, or KTIC, which is listed on KOSDAQ. As its share price plummeted, we made a 35% equity investment, and the other is KTIC Global Investment Advisory, also listed on KOSDAQ. We now have a 29% stake. Both the companies had their respective shareholders, which approved the new board members, majority of which are represented by SBIH Group. So we now control the two companies. While KTIC Holdings failed, we also used it as an opportunity. Now that we control the two companies, we believe we have gained far more than the loss that we suffered. We lost 2.6 billion, but we gained far greater value. KTIC is the largest venture capital in Korea, and it was established in 1986 as Korea's first venture capital and has incubated about 10% of the companies listed on KOSDAQ. And since its inception, average IRR has been 70%, very commendable. But due to illegal misappropriations by the founder and his son, which I mentioned earlier, truly, truly unbelievable conduct, now it has fallen under our control. Now, using these companies, we hope to expand our business activities not only in Korea, but overall in Asia, expand our venture capital investments together with SBI Investment. The KTIC Global Investment Advisory is the market leader of SPACs, SPAC, which stands for Special Purpose Acquisition Company, which is a paper company which raises funds through a public offering or IPO and acquire another firm with that money or merge with the operating company. So this almost sounds like legalization of a backdoor listing, but this is allowed in Korea. This is totally and perfectly legal in Korea. So they would acquire a promising company and make it a listed company. Now, another advantage of having Korean venture capitals is that the Korean government prefers using venture capital to promote small and medium-sized companies. So SME authorities and other government entities would put their money, meaning tax money, to these venture capitals. In fact, KTIC has been benefiting from this. And of course, this is a plus for us as well. And furthermore, in February, as shown on page 43, we acquired a company called Searchina and turned it into a subsidiary. This is a very interesting company with interesting CEO and interesting management team. The CEO, Masakazu Motoki, is a very interesting and very capable manager. Since he started this company, now it enjoys the monthly page views of 93.11 million and the monthly unique users of 4.21 million. Yahoo Finance's unique monthly users is 5.5 million, so it's not that big, it's not that different. And we believe that we could use this resource in many different ways. Not only is this company strong in China-related information, this is a very effective medium given a large number of page views, and it also has a very high-quality workforce.
Next, about China Securities Journal. This is the economic and financial paper with daily circulation of 1 million, belonging to China's state-owned Xinhua News Agency, or the New China News Agency. We signed an MOU to form a joint venture with them. This is a very interesting development, because we are the first and only foreign company to form a joint venture with a news agency. Even U.S. hasn't done such a thing. China Securities Journal is designated by the central government as an official media to disclose information of 120 listed companies. The company owns a database of listed companies covering 18 years, as well as fund database for 10 years. It means a great opportunity for us in developing a variety of new businesses via this joint venture in China. In order to provide services like Morningstar, fund database is indispensable. China Securities Journal is the company with the largest and most accurate database, which gives us hope for future new business creation. We might even form an alliance with Certina. I am confident that the joint venture will be one of the key assets for us in the future. The top management level discussion is underway on a possible IPO of this joint venture in Hong Kong. I also would like to report to you that we are in the final stage in acquiring all the outstanding shares of G1 Credit Service. It was my long-time dream to own a consumer credit subsidiary, and now my dream is coming true. Consumer credit business will build on synergy effect of the whole group. Topic number 3, aggressive business expansion for the future new growth. All bad things are now behind us. We wrote off everything we ought to last year. Being an investment company like ourselves, I do not deny we may have to do the same thing again. But I assure you that, to the best of my knowledge, we have cleaned up sour assets and are ready to make a new step forward. Markets all over the world are entering recovery phase. Concern for the double bottom is very weak recently. Countries will shortly implement exit policies across the board. Easy money policies based on Keynesian theory were adopted by so many countries to overcome economic downturn after so-called Lehman crisis. As the result, sweeping inflation and hyperliquidity could occur in these economies. Therefore, our business will be entering a benign cycle for maybe 3 years or so. This is what I talked at the latest Daiwa conference. We formed a new business concept, Pentagon Management of Financial Services. Out of the existing financial ecosystems, we selected securities, banking, non-life insurance, life insurance and settlement services as our 5 core business domains. Although we sold life insurance to AXA, we are determined to re-enter this market in 12 to 18 months. we shall come back with full of new ideas and plans to assure growth of the business, which we nurtured through our past experience but were not able to materialize because of constraints due to the joint venture format. I believe we will do much better next time. The five core businesses will be linked to one another in order to generate synergy effect to boost group-wide success dramatically. Centering on each core business, associated companies and operations are located to assist core businesses to pursue utmost benefit of synergy. In doing so, we will be able to differentiate ourselves from our competitors and propel dramatic growth of each core business. As infrastructure to accelerate five core businesses, we will deploy real channels, including SBI Money Plaza, across the nation. Target is to establish 200 locations as a group at an early time of the fiscal 2010. This is not a difficult target at all. We will thus promote merger of net and real channels to provide our customers from a neutral position products with comparative advantage as the largest financial product distributor in Japan. In the past, originator was distributor at the same time. The same company did both origination and distribution. I don't think it is right. I know that any products we originate are the best in the market, therefore, we do originate and distribute them ourselves. A good example is auto insurance. What about the product we do not have then, such as fire insurance? We will identify the competitive products on the market to sell and let consumers compare them using InsWeb. This is the basic idea behind becoming the largest financial product distributor in Japan. Time when originator and distributor is one is over. In the future, some may choose to become a dedicated distributor. On the other hand, boutique originators may appear and look for suitable distribution channel for their products. Large financial institutions originate and sell the products through their own channels. Such business model will not be successful any longer. As everybody knows, life insurance companies in the past recruited and trained an army of sales ladies as their distributor force. These women, fully using their personal relationship or kinship, sold policies. As such market saturates, new members are recruited, trained, and they repeated the same approaches. Such inefficient sales practice is destined to come to an end anyway. Our approach is different. At our SBI Money Plaza, consulting service counter will be established. Qualified CPAs and financial planners will greet customers there and provide professional advice. SBI Securities already acquired a network of professionals to launch this program. At SBI Money Plaza, we will secure a place for a tax accountant, for example, to give specific advice to the visitors. It is an added value service for our customers, and the professionals are rewarded with incentives when the contract is closed. This will be the mechanism. We are now studying and verifying legality of this new approach from all aspects. This is totally different from a traditional Charles Schwab-type business model. This is a completely new business model. Additional beauty of Money Plaza concept is that it is franchised and therefore saves cost. Of course, we do own some directly run sites too. Systems and know-how of our core business accumulated in Japan could be transferred to the overseas developing economies, taking into account of their level of development in order to cultivate financial services business in steps. This is a schematic of the concept. There are five core businesses producing synergy through linkage. Supportive infrastructure is placed in the middle. Systems, know-how, and expertise of each operation will be transferred and planted overseas to reproduce this pentagon-shaped financial ecosystem locally. Let me give you more details. The core company in the securities domain today is SBI Securities, with 2 million plus accounts. It is by far number one online securities firm. To support it, we have SBI Liquidity Market. This is an OTC market for FX margin trading. Another one is SBI Japan Next Securities. It functions as the largest BTS market in Japan to facilitate optimal trade execution, offering the best execution solution to investors is considered increasingly important in Japan and should be a common rule applicable to security companies. Failure to do so by negligence could result in a lawsuit in the U.S. I repeat again that time is changing. Affiliated businesses include financial contents companies listed here, investment needs contents. Morningstar gives rating information of investment trust, as well as their research report on the U.S. shares. SBI Fund Bank is dedicated to investment trust products and provides their own analytical information. Regarding general economic information, there is a joint venture, Wall Street Journal Japan. They are truly beneficial to us. I already talked about Searchina. China Securities Journal will grow as another powerful tool for the group in the future. In the world today, global asset allocation is the key word. Japanese investors only investing in the Japanese companies is the past story. Let's take an example with investment trust. It is the fact that foreign names are essential in composition. Otherwise, the investors will not be interested. In the future, I would like to see investors freely trading any stocks, whether it be Russian, Chinese, or Korean names, on their PCs at home. Ultimately, buying and selling should take place using mobile handsets. As the figure here shows, SBI as the core, different companies with respective supporting functions surround it in order to further differentiate and strengthen the group. Thanks to all the front-ended measures taken, SBI Securities succeeded in exceeding 2 million new accounts, or more precisely, acquired 2,053,986 accounts. All competitors that made a start almost around the same time achieved only half of that number. More importantly, please look at the growth curve. SBI shows sharpest increase and it is still growing. Without doubt, IT is and will remain as the main trend of our society. All the retail transactions will shift to IT-based. Banks are no exception. Speed of change is increasing. 4 to 5 years later, maybe, the world will be very much different from the one we live in today. This is a slide showing the additions of new accounts of the major online brokerage firms. 187,478 SBI, 119,536 Rakuten. Others, almost insignificant result. This is a chart of market share. We have 35.4% share of stock brokerage trading value on cumulative basis. Our share is 39.8% for the retail margin trading value. This is overwhelmingly high market share. With such changing market trends, I have high hopes that these numbers will result in better profitability. Some words about SBI Liquidity Market. This company can help increase of the customer accounts of SBI Securities. Benefit is a two-way stream. As transaction volume of SBI securities expands, investors then naturally set their mind to other transactions such as FX margin trading. When favorable FX information is provided with rates, they begin to make sell and buy orders via SBI liquidity market. Some talk about tax benefit of using stock exchange, but the market spread of OTC is low enough to attract people doing a certain amount of FX trading. This is a strength of an OTC market, considering the trading cost. Stable trade opportunity is offered by a group of 18 partner or counterparty institutions, Japanese and non-Japanese inclusive, such as cover transactions and or rate provision. Favorable rate is provided to attract investors combined with extremely narrow spread. No wonder that OTC trading will grow under such mechanism. Our Japan Next PTS has more than 200,000 accounts today. Increasing number of investors use night trade system. For example, they access New York market at night to find good investment opportunities. This slide is also about PTS. 5 foreign and 2 Japanese firms decided to participate in the PTS. After summer, the total 17 firms will be connected to the system. For the reasons I already referred to, information will become a decisive weapon for our business. Using the aforementioned channels, we continue to provide quality information. Let me now talk about banking. The core bank for us is Sumishin Net Bank. SBI Auto Support, SBI Recept, and SEM Corporation exist as supporting companies, while SBI Mortgage serves as an affiliated company. Now, overseas banking. Some time ago, the predecessor of SBI Securities, E-Trade Securities Japan, as they were called, sold software packages to start up Internet Bank in Korea, or E-Trade Korea, for 100 million yen, if my memory is correct. Maybe a little more. Banks listed here are in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Russia. They have still a long way to go to start net banking services. But it might not be so long, considering growth potential. For example, there is 86 million population and 49 banks in Vietnam. Compare those numbers to 127 million and 200 banks in Japan. I assure that the Vietnamese banks will continue to grow if properly managed. We also must not forget its young population, comprising mostly of people in early 20s. Cambodian population is a lot younger, because a large number of older generations were killed in the war. Young people can easily absorb new ideas, such as IT. IT penetration in Cambodia is indeed remarkable. Soon IT will spread in their society. Then they will be able to import our know-how and expertise, which in turn alleviates our burden of cost. SBI Sumishin Net Bank has been on a smooth growth track. As at April the 25th, the number of accounts reached 771,445, in spite of the original plan to achieve 600,000 by March 2012. Deposits, too, overachieved the plan of 1 trillion yen by March end 2012 and topped 1.2 trillion 2 years earlier on April the 4th, 2010. Most of our competitors started operations in 2000 and in 2001. We started a little later in 2007 on the 24th of September. Nevertheless, we topped 1.2 trillion yen in just 924 days. It took Sony Bank more than 2,500 days. 2,500 verses 924. This is the speed of our growth. We overtook Japan Net Bank in August 2008 and eBank at the end of July 2009, only 2 years after our start in terms of deposits. When I told people about founding this bank with the Sumitomo Trust Bank, almost everyone said, "Kitao-san, it's too late. Other banks started back in 2000 or 2001. You are just too late to compete." I responded, "Leveraging our financial ecosystem, we can create enough synergy to increase both customer accounts and deposits in a very efficient manner." I know that many thought I was bragging. They were wrong. I always accomplish what I say. I consider myself as a man of his word. So what will be the future? I am sure that SBI Sumishin Net Bank will catch up and overtake Sony before too long. Look at the graph and you see how close we have come. The number of accounts recorded 771,445 as of April the 25th, while Sony's account stood at 796,630, maybe as of March end. I want to draw your attention to the angle of the line. At such rate, no one will argue against our victory. Change of deposits follow similar trend. As at the same dates, SBI Sumishin's deposits were 1,234.2 billion versus Sony's 1.5 billion. SBI Sumishin Net succeeded in doubling both new accounts and deposit last year. On top of that, the bank was ranked number one of all service industries and number four among banks by JCSI, or Japan Customer Satisfaction Index Survey. JCSI is a recognized industry survey. Helped by all these good results as tailwind, they will be able to exceed peer banks sooner than expected. Let's check their financial performance. By the third quarter, cumulative ordinary income reached 1.78 billion. We have to wait until May the 14th for the full year result. Just by looking at the third quarter results of 480 million, it is reasonable to assume the similar increase of about 500 million for the fourth quarter. Therefore, I make an arbitrary estimate of 2.3 billion or more for the full year. Please look at the two numbers here in the box in the bottom left and notice a large difference. In March 2009, the bank recorded net loss of 3.699 billion yen. Of that, 1.849 billion was lost from investment equity method because our equity amount is 50%. That loss will turn positive. A great accomplishment indeed. If that is the case, assumptions I used so far will be materialized. Thus, the target is, as written here, is the net income of more than 10 billion in the fiscal year ending March 2013.
We were sure that the internet bank business would turn around in March 2010. And we did achieve it much earlier than other banks. For example, eBank turned around on the third year, Japan Net on the fifth year, and Sony on its fourth year. It is not so difficult to increase the amount of deposit as long as you can raise the interest rate on the deposit. But what is really important is asset management. You need to apply different ways of investment, making smart moves, reducing risks in order to increase investment return. Next, SBI Insurance. It is our non-life business and it is our third core business. It's insurance quotation site InSwap, which is at SBI Holdings, is dominant in the domestic market, providing comparison data and information to prospects. And SBI Auto Support provides financial service and support through car dealers,
Otok One operates one of the largest sites for new car quotation in Japan. We also have alliances with other lines of business. For example, Galiva International, a large used car dealer, JAA, a large used car auction company, and Geo, a large DVD rental game distributor. You might be wondering what a non-life company has to do with a DVD renting business. Well, 70% of their clients come to their shop by car. So, they have this huge parking space. We have allied with them to target those car owners. In 2 years and 3 months, the number of in-force policies reached 133,000. And as of April 25th, it went up to 146,000, or 2.3 times the number of the previous year. Annualized premium income as of March end was 5.1 billion yen, or 3.4 times the amount of the previous year. So this business is growing at a surprisingly fast pace. The growth in sales by mail order and that on internet are totally different. Can anyone achieve such a rapid growth on internet? No, you can't. We could achieve what we have achieved because we have a complete set of skills and functions to make that happen. And one of such examples is InSwap. Here is more information about the cross-industry alliances. I will not go into details, but SBI Auto Support turned around in March. Helped partially by seasonal elements, they have grown into a big player in a short period of time, with the number of registered used car dealers reaching 3,954. As to life insurance business, as I mentioned earlier, we sold our stake in SBI AXA Life to AXA Japan Holding. This is, though, a temporary withdrawal from the market because we are already preparing to start our 100% owned net life subsidiary in 12 to 18 months. We will use the networks of the companies which we invest in, namely financial agency and Newton Financial Consulting. It seems that the ownership figure for Newton Financial is not updated. It should be more than 30% now. With a decrease in options, it is effectively more than 30%. So, combining various capabilities of the two companies, we aim at a high-level performance. Well, they are using real, the life insurance channel, and we are going to use them as well. And we are going to mix their capabilities with the other net capabilities. The fifth core business is settlement business. We already have SBI Veritrans. They are already a big player in this area. And as to SBI Card, we will transform it and improve its business. And I will give you more details about it later. Leveraging on a deregulated environment, we will also start international remittance service business. We call it, at this moment, SBI Remit. I cannot talk about its details yet, but what I can say for sure right now is that we are going to apply our own unique way of business. Next, SBI Card. The outstanding number of cards issued is 72,000 as of March end, and our target is to increase it to 1 million as of March end 2013. To achieve this goal, I firmly believe that Geo Group will play an important role. The target for Geo Punta Visa Card, which will be launched very soon, is 700,000 as of March end 2013. Geo has more than 10 million members, and the alliance with them will lead us to a huge expansion of our card business. Since we obtained the Visa card license in February 2009, and we have been reviewing various different ways to rapidly grow this business. And here is such a pillar for further growth of card business. SBI Card Plus. The cashback rate for this new card to be launched in October this year will be one of the highest in the industry. Ponta Card has a strong support of Mitsubishi Trading Company. Along with Gale, Showa Shell, SBI will use this new card to tap on new customer base. And we are going to use this new card to expand our customer base. Ponta already has a customer base of 21 million customers. Lawson, with its 10 million members, will be a pillar, as well as Gale, with 10 million customers. And Showa Shell, with 3,500 stations. SBI will now participate in this network. And when the number of customers reaches 30 million in 3 years' time, we will have a much expanded customer base. And although I will not go into details about SBI Veritrans, just briefly, they provide services for various forms of settlement through credit card, convenience stores, electronic money, and so on. The number of transactions exceeded 59 million as of March 2010 and continues to increase. eSIMO for Chinese customers through our BJ.com. Here we provide not only settlement service, but a wide range of services, including translation and logistics. So it is not about only the financial aspect, but much wider range of services. Now, let us move on to the common infrastructure of our group. First one is SBI Money Plaza. SBI Group aims at becoming the largest financial product distributor in Japan. To achieve this goal, we are deploying a real channel in addition to internet channel. We will open a consultation corner at SBI Money Plaza where you can get advices from professionals such as CPAs and financial planners. As I mentioned earlier, we target at a group total of 200 real channel bases at an early stage of 2010. Next common infrastructure is Money Look, which provides account aggregation software. The number of registered customers is more than 557,000 who are using our capability for account control and asset administration. The customers can use account aggregation service with 318 financial institutions, including 138 banks, 40 card companies, 30 securities firms, 18 FX companies, and 70 point companies. A lot of synergy is created in a group by linking up our core businesses. For example, about 40% of applicants for new SBI Securities account apply at the same time for SBI Sumishin Net Bank account. It provides us with a good cross-sell opportunity. Another example is MRF. Right now, we use Nomura for a part of MRF management for a share size of the business, but we are reviewing the possibility to move it all to our bank. By doing so, we will be able to reduce capital cost dramatically, and that, in turn, will be a huge earnings driver. Synergy is playing an important role for rapid growth of SBI Insurance. SBI Holdings InSweb accounts for 55% of all the insurance policy closings on quotation sites. And on the agent side, 46% of all the closings is coming from SBI Group companies, including SBI Sumishin Net Bank 22%, SBI Securities 17%, and other SBI Group companies 7%. Synergy is one of the strong drivers for our rapid growth. SBI Group has been creating its customer base by applying the customer-centric principle and by leveraging on group synergy. Since we started from scratch in 1999, we have grown our customer base to exceed 10 million as of March 2010. The number of customers has been increasing at an accelerated pace, going from 0 to 1.7 million and then 6.8 million, 8 million and over 10 million. Our products for retail customers and TV commercials have improved the level of recognition of our group. In a survey, 37.4% answered that they have heard the name of our group. We will launch new TV commercial in around May or June to further improve the level of recognition. We will continue to invest aggressively for our future growth. When investment cost decreased after the Lehman shock, we continued to make aggressive investments. This is the comparison with JAFCO. In the year ending March 08, our investment exceeded 100 billion yen, while JAFCO invested only 39 billion. For the year ending March 09, we invested close to 100 billion, while JAFCO 32 billion. Even in the year ending March 10, we invested 59 billion, JAFCO 17 billion. These numbers show how much we have been focused on investment for our future, on investment which will be paid off in the future. On any measure, SBI is the number one venture capital, not JAFCO. We will also continue to invest aggressively in growth industry and in emerging markets. When we started venture capital business, investing heavily in IT, people said to me, Mr. Kitao, there is only 3 out of 1,000 chances for a venture capital to be a success. Investing so much and only in IT, you will end up with a huge loss. It was in 2000, right before the burst of internet bubble in the US, that we collected 150.5 billion yen to invest in IT. People said that we were crazy. Still, when I asked them what industry they think would be growth industry in the 21st century, most of them answered IT or bioindustry. Then why not invest in those industries? That should be most effective investment. So I decided to invest all in IT, and it has turned out that the choice was the right one. Now our performance is overwhelmingly good. I identify here four areas of our focused investment: IT, bio, environment and energy, and financial. Technical advancement in IT area is creating some opportunities for innovation, coupling IT with different industries. Smart grid is one of such examples. With cloud computing, it is getting easier to build a smart grid. Or bioinformatics, coupling IT and biotechnology. And in the medical area, the electronic receipts is something for which Japan has a lot of catch-up to do. We have invested in companies in this area as well. There is still a lot of room for growth in these areas in Japan. If you want to make a 1 trillion yen bio company in Japan, I think you have to do three things. Use global researcher network. Use global marketing channel, because the Japanese market alone is not big enough, and build global approval and license regime. It takes a lot of time to get license in Japan. It might be faster in China or in the US. You have to go through clinical test and trial all over again for the drugs which are already approved in Europe or in the US. I think that is ridiculous. The process moves so slowly in this country. It was my dream to create a company with all of these three global factors, and that is why I persuaded Dr. Arai, who was the head of the Medical Science Research Institute of the University of Tokyo, to join us. Now he is CEO of SBI Biotech. We'd like to IPO this company as early as possible. Thanks to Dr. Arai, we could lay out a global platform for our bio business. He has been the leading scientist in this area. Leveraging on his worldwide network of scientists, we could finally establish a firm business base. SBI Ala Promo also has a huge potential. We have already started to work on, for example, cosmetics, supplements, and so on. In the near future, More specifically, within this fiscal year, we will make announcements. I believe that this fiscal year will mark the year of bio. We will be making a lot of announcements about this area. Quark Pharmaceuticals is an Israeli company. We have 36.22% of their stake. I think this is a wonderful company in the area of wet type age-related macular degeneration, AMD, and diabetic retinopathy, DME. They provide license to Pfizer. We are talking about the maximum of $600 million. Currently, phase 2A test is going on. Well, actually, the second phase is basically completed. The 3 months evaluation for the second phase is already done, and 6 months evaluation will come to its end in May. And after the final evaluation period is over in November, they will move on to the third phase. Next one is Axela. SBI Group has 28.71% of the equity. This is another very interesting company. They have a partnership with Otsuka Pharmaceutical and started phase 2 clinical test in January 2010, and IPO is being prepared. In the area of environment and energy, SBI Group established Environment Energy Fund No. 1 on September 5th, 2007 with Mizuho Securities. And on December 22nd, 2008, Masdal SBI Fund was created and it is engaged in asset management. Financial sector is one of our target growth areas. Since 1970s, this sector has been number one in terms of market capitalization. Before that, top-ranking industries were infrastructure-related ones, such as electric equipments and transportation equipments. This is a common trend in any emerging economy, including China. I think any investment is arbitrage dealing. You use all kinds of arbitrage opportunities to make profit. That is what investment is all about. For example, you bet on different levels of economic development. Already in China, 7 out of top 10 companies in terms of market capitalization are in financial sector. Brazil and Indonesia are the only countries where JV fund is yet to be established, but the current negotiations will be completed in the very near future. And the U.S. is getting interesting again. We are planning to resume investment in the U.S. With a partner. Our focus has been rather on Asian market. But now, the U.S. population is still increasing, and that is a big difference from Japan. And the U.S. has not lost its dynamism and continues to create new technologies and continues to be what you need to watch carefully. For the past 10 years or so, I haven't visited the United States so frequently, but back in 94 and 95, I spent a week in the U.S. every month, talking to companies in the hotel room to decide where to put our money. Since I decided to create an IT business from scratch, I stopped going to the U.S. From 2005, we focused on the Asian market to lay a firm foundation there. Now that the foundation is in place, we are ready to go back to the U.S. From the United States, we could obtain the technique and technology, which is now the basis for our technology such as InSwep. And now the United States is getting interesting again, and now we are ready to do investment in that country. In Brunei, we concluded the final agreement in March this year with the Finance Ministry of Brunei to establish SBI Islamic Fund. Our goal is to build a wide network in the Islamic region. some Japanese financial institutions used to have a close relationship with Brunei government. Both Nomura and Daiwa managed Brunei government assets of about 300 billion each, investing in equity and bonds. But those assets were withdrawn long time ago. I think our contract this time is the very first case in many years where a Japanese company deals with the Brunei government. This new fund will be completely compliant with Sharia law. We are committed to make this entity a big success. Some highlights from the reference materials. We manage 271.3 billion yen in private equity. The estimate of New Horizon Fund's total dividend amount in fiscal 2010 and on is 8.8 billion yen. Our basis points increased from 2.8 in 08 to 3.5 in 2010. That's the end of my presentation. It is 5 minutes to 6 o'clock. Now I would like to answer your questions. We can continue after 6, if necessary. From SBI Securities, we have Mr. Izuchi with us and also Mr. Nakagawa from SBI Investment. For other lines of questions, Mr. Sawada is here. Please do not hesitate to ask any questions. Please raise your hand when you have a question. Yes, please. Please wait for the microphone. My name is Kojima from Daiwa Securities. I have 3 questions. Let's go one by one. My first question is about your listing plan in Hong Kong. The equity finance is also being planned. Is it also in the picture? And when will be the timing? Well, as to the timing, we cannot decide it by ourselves. The most time-consuming part is the preparation of financial documents for 3 years for IFRS purpose. As I mentioned in my presentation, we are hoping to be allowed to use simplified version for 2 years and to prepare a complete version for 1 year. We are currently negotiating for that to happen. And with regard to the exact timing, I cannot say for sure because we have counterparties, but we would like to go public as soon as possible. Does it come with some financing? Yes, of course. And as is the listing of SBI Mortgage in Korea, we might go for two-tier approach when the size of the deal is very big. We might use, for example, SBI Securities for SBI Mortgage as lead manager in Japan to create shareholders here in Japan as well. My next question is as follows. In the context of IFRS, you have already come with income statement numbers, but what about balance sheet numbers? Well, as to major numbers on the balance sheet, for example, the size of our balance sheet increased by about 100 billion yen when we acquired SBI Securities, and this time the same amount will be gone from the net asset. That is the biggest impact. My last question. It seems that the listings of the group subsidiaries are happening very quickly. Are you planning to take in capital gains? Well, although I cannot state clearly about the timing because there are counterparties, but yes, we will be taking in capital gains. Well, will it be larger than this year's figure of New Horizon? Yes, I think so. Thank you very much. Are there any other questions? Please raise your hand when you have questions. Any questions? Yes, please. I am from NEC Capital Solution. Please wait for the microphone. Thank you. I'm from the NEC Capital Solution. Here is my question. SBI Group continued to make big investments even after Lehman Shock. What will be the amount of this year's investment as venture capital? With that question will be answered by Nakagawa-san. My name is Nakagawa. Thank you for the question. The investment amount for the year starting this April will exceed the level of the previous year at least. And as Mr. Kitao mentioned, there will be some shift in allocation, with a shift from Japan to Asia and to global arena. We will continue an aggressive investment. Well, there are many large investment opportunities in front of us, continues Mr. Kitao. For example, a Chinese company is planning to list in Korea, or a chance to get a big stake in a public bank in a certain country. And it is really a big stake. Also, the joint investment where we invest in a Chinese company, which is such a big investment that we partner with a fund to do it. So in addition to deals of SBI Investment, where Nakagawa-san is responsible, there will be investments by holdings as well. On the other hand, there will be some selling opportunities as well. All in all, in this fiscal year, we are likely to be making very active investments, including at the buying and at the selling on both sides. Next question. Any other question? Yes, please. Thank you. My name is Ono from the Credit Suisse. I have three questions, and I'd like to go one by one. First, could you give us the estimates about exit cases, the estimates of IPOs, both for domestic and international portfolios? That question will be answered by Nakagawa-san. Well, we need to negotiate first, of course, but here is our assumption. The 10 companies, about 10 companies in domestic portfolio and 4 to 5 companies in overseas portfolio. So the total of 14 to 15 companies are expected to IPO this fiscal year. Well, thank you for that answer. Now, I would like to ask two more questions together. When I look at FX transactions of SBI Securities on slide 37, it seems that after a dramatic increase in volume, the business is in somewhat stagnant phase. What kind of measures are you going to take to increase volume again? That's the first part of my question. And also, in August, a new leverage restriction will be introduced. What is your current volume for 100 times leverage, and how do you estimate impact on that after the introduction of the new rule? Well, I'd like to answer to your last the question. The leverage 100 accounts for about 20% of transaction value. So simply assuming that the ceiling going down from 100 to 50, then the transaction amount would be reduced by about 10%. However, leverage constraints and trust-related issues will give much larger impact on FX-only companies. In other words, we believe that after the introduction of the new rule, it is likely that there will be a big inflow of new customers for SBI. So the change will give us more of a positive impact rather than a negative one. Having said that, competition is getting more severe with our competitors offering better fees and spreads to their customers in special campaigns. We also narrowed the dollar-based spread to 1 sen recently, and it is expected to have some impacts on transactions during the Golden Week. As I mentioned, there are issues of the spread, and also how to deal with the competitors after the introduction of the new rule. Well, we will expect to see some inflow of customers after the introduction. And so for the time being, we will watch closely the level of impact on foreign exchange-only companies, and we will do some spread campaigns and review our strategy. Thank you. Any other questions? If there is no other questions, we would like to close our meeting here. Thank you very much for your participation.